Blog Talk Radio.
Day before the weekend starts. I know everyone is still reeling from the shock of the congressman from South Carolina, who I'll say his name, Mr. Joe Wilson, who called our president of the United States a lie. Man, that's deep. And I also understood I never did get the original speech that our children were not supposed to hear. And I'm going to go and research that and find out why the speech was changed and people decided not to let their children come to school and listen to a 23-minute speech. You allowed your children to be out of school for a whole day for 23 minutes. Amazing. What is underlying in this whole thing? The debate about the health care, you know. My opinion is, and this is just my opinion, we need to just allow him to at least try and do the best with what he has. Quit trying to be so opposing against what he's trying to do. Okay? For 8 years, we went through pure hell. We really did. We didn't realize what mess we were in until after he left. As you know, our former president, President Bush, left a mess. Now somebody is trying to clean it up, no matter who it is. They're trying to clean it up, and it's still a lot of opposition. Let it go. Let it go. Let him do what he has to do. Excuse me. Let us move on and to be happy. We're not talking about how much better things are getting. Yet people are losing their jobs, and I'm not knocking that. But there are also jobs being created at the same time. So we need to look at that. The economy is slightly better than it was at first. So there is some sunshine in those clouds. It's up to us to stand up, make things happen for ourselves, for our families, take care of what we have to take care of with the best way we can and the best ability that we have. Just because you lost your job doesn't mean your world has ended. That might be a signal that maybe you need to find something else you'd like to do. Take your hobby and turn it into work. Turn your hobby into something that's going to bring money in your home. Do what you have to do. Don't make it illegal. Make it legal. Do what you have to do to make things happen. That's all I'm saying on my end. Yeah, I can say it because I am, you might think I still have a job. I thank the Lord that I do still have a job. But I look at all the people who don't. Don't be a doom and gloom person. Pick your feet up, strap your boots back on, right, and get out there and just do what you got to do to make your family happy, to keep the money coming in, to be able to pay your bills. Do what you have to do. And allow the president to do what he has to do. We are not going to always be in agreement on stuff. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. But some things, you can't beat a dead horse. Just let's move stuff on. Let's move on beyond all these little things that we don't want him to do. Let us move on and at least give him an opportunity. Let him, give him a chance and see where he might be taking it. You never know. Okay, enough about that because that's not what our show is about tonight. Sorry. Our show is about tonight is cheating and how it affects children. The articles that we'll be using on the show tonight comes from Child Care Magazine, Cheating Affects Everyone by Darlene Zagata, Parents Who Cheat and How It Affects Their Children, article by on Associated Content by a lady named Candace. The book Parents Who Cheat, written by Anna Nogales. We'll discuss some excerpts from it. And last but not least, an article from a website called Our Cheating Ways, and it's talking about how it affects our children also. I want to let you know, and this is going to conclude my, my whole discussion on cheating. I also had another article about cheating wives, and I can't remember whether or not we've discussed this. I think I have, so I don't think I have to go over that one. I'm not for sure about the cheating wives. But we're going to end this because I have so much more exciting things coming out. I have an author by the name of Annika. She's got an erotica-type book she's writing, and hopefully I can have it released and we can talk about it on the show. She asked me to help her with it, so I'm going to make sure I can get it released on time. I have a couple of books that I'm trying to get released, published, and put together and then published. I keep my plate full at all times, and I don't know why. I just like being busy, I guess. And I'm trying to get more organized with my shows. Things have gotten a lot better. Next week, we'll be interviewing a young lady by the name of, her name is Kaliana, and she's a writer, and she's a real estate agent, and she has some really good information to share with single parents. She is a single parent of a teenage daughter, an adult. She's a grown woman now in college, and she has a story that I want us to hear, and I want her to be able to inspire you guys to move on. So I'll be interviewing her on the next show. That's our September the 17th show. And then let me make sure I'm saying this right. What is the next date? September 24th. We will have a young man by the name of T, calls himself T. Actually calls himself Planet 10. He's an up-and-coming rapper. Very good stuff. And I'll be able to play some of his music on there while we interview him. While we interview him and allow him to tell his story. That's coming up on the 24th of September. Thursday, 8 o'clock, same place, same time, same place. So I'm kind of excited. I've finally gotten some people, been able to get people to be interviewed finally. I also want to bring back Dr. James Johnson on his second book, and I'm waiting to hear from him and set up a time that we can speak with him or interview him and discuss his second book. As you know, we talked about the other book he wrote about prisons and how it's affecting our population and our livelihood. So he has a second book out, and I'm waiting to hear from him. Let's get started. Now, again, you know you can call in if you have any comments. My number is 347-677-1748. If you have any comments during the time that we're on the air, please feel free to call in. Like I said, I'm feeling a lot better about my show. I'm getting more into it. I'm learning a lot in the process, and this is a lot of hard work, and I really, you know, take my hat off to the ones who've been doing it for a while. Since I haven't been doing it for a while, it's kind of different for me, but I'm enjoying what I do, and I enjoy some of the comments that I do get from others. I'm just still having like a problem with promoting my show, trying to get it out there to everybody so everybody can know that I'm on the air. I thought I was doing good with it. I guess I'm not. But I'm thankful for the people who are listening and who do go back and listen when they don't have time. Please take time out and drop me a line. Let me know how do you feel about my show. Let me know where I'm making mistakes at. Let me know where I could do better at. I don't mind criticism because I know I have to deal with it anyway, either way it goes. I really want someone to write me, drop me a line, let me know anytime that you feel that I'm not doing what I should be doing, or tell me how to do it. My email addresses, as you know, I have a lot of them, but I want to mainly stick to the ones that I know I do have time to read, and that's sensible64@yahoo.com. Also, arzandacherry at yahoo.com. You can email me at those two, or you can email me from my Blog Talk Radio email if you want to. Send me something, drop a line. I really would love to hear from you guys. Really, I would. Enough about that. Let's get started. I'm sorry. Sometimes I go off on a tangent. I don't mean to. It's just that I like to try to make sure I can remember all the information that I want to give to you. This first article is from Child Care Magazine, and it's Welcome to the Divorce Weekly column is what it's called. And it's by Darlene Zagata. And it says, cheating affects everyone. When a spouse cheats, it affects not just the other half of the married couple, but the entire family. Children are very intuitive and may pick up on subtle vibrations that something is amiss in the family circle before other parents even realize that his or her spouse is having an affair. Tempers may easily flare, and there is a sense of stale tension in the air, providing clues to everyone in the house. The household, that something is definitely wrong. The cheating parent may be under the misconception that they are not hurting anyone, particularly the children. They may not realize how much their personal life can affect their home life. Once the other parents find out that their spouse is cheating, they usually react with anger and hurt. The anger is normal smokescreen for the hurt that they are experiencing. They will wonder what they did or didn't do to force their spouse to find something else. They will tend to blame themselves for the infidelity of the spouse. These feelings may lead to depression, anxiety, and tension, which will inevitably show in their daily lives. If the child or children are old enough to understand the situation, it will no doubt affect them in some way. Many times, the child will try to compensate by being more well-behaved, since they believe themselves to be at fault for their parents' marital difficulties. The children may feel that something they have done has driven the parent away. In this case, the child needs to be made to understand that it is nothing they have done or they
that they are still loved by both parents. It is something sometimes difficult to explain this to a young child. But in many circumstances, an older child can come to terms with the fact that their parents can no longer live together and may be happier with someone else. Even though cheating is a hard subject to approach with a child, it does not have to be detrimental to the child's relationship with the unfaithful parent. If the situation is serious enough between the two parents that it may result in divorce, There will be more likely come a time when the child or children will be introduced to the parents' new interests, and the child will need to be prepared for the inevitable meeting. If the extramarital affair is one that is not to be pursued, the couple has chosen to stay together, but it is still a constant reminder of the spouse's infidelity, then this is a situation where the man and the woman needs to sit down and work it out between themselves. If the child or children are not aware of the situation, there may be no need for them to ever be told of the circumstances. But if they are aware, then it needs to be settled and put to rest between the parents first. It may be difficult to forgive a spouse's unfaithfulness, yet it is forgiveness that will begin to heal the rift. Whether or not to discuss the relationship with the child or children will depend on several factors, including whether the children already know their ages, how much discretion the parents have shown regarding the situation, and what direction the extramarital affair is headed. If it is in the past, then it may be best to leave it there. If the spouse wishes to be with a new interest, and the marriage is headed for divorce, then the situation will need to be approached eventually. To think that cheating does not affect everyone in the family is in denial. It will affect each member of the household, but it does not necessarily have to be purely negative. Although there is nothing positive about telling the spouse or one's family that you have chosen someone else over them, it is better to be honest in one's feelings. The effects can be more harmful when one has to hear from a friend or family member that a spouse is cheating, or if a teenage child sees a parent with a new love interest. Some may think that they can continue to cheat without being caught, but eventually everything hidden comes into the light. If a marriage is over and there is no hope of mending it, then honesty may be the best bet to sever the ties. Many children grow up healthy and well-adjusted in step-families and learn to enjoy the benefits of extended family. If a marriage can be saved and both parties wish to reconcile, then by all means, everything in their power should be done to strengthen the marriage bond. Divorce is never easy for the children or adults, but cheating and dishonesty only adds to the pain for everyone involved. Okay, I think that was very interesting, and I will say that it is much better when you're honest with your children. If there is a need that you need to let them know that there is, that you're no longer happy with the spouse that you're with and that you are interested in dating someone else, it's best to not cheat. At least come out and say that you're unhappy. Let them know. Maybe you need to sit down as a family and talk about it. But please do this before you sit down with your child. It's best that the parents talk among themselves first to come to agreement on how they're going to handle it, and allow both the parents to sit down with the children so that the children feel you still want them to have confidence and that you still want them to have to feel safe, that it's all right to feel anger or that they're not the problem, because they need to know that. A child needs to be reassured that they're not the reason why the parent and the parents are not together. The worst thing you can do is allow your children to see you cheating.
there has been situations where the child knows of the other partner or the affair person, the person who's in the affair. They know them. They've known them for a long time, but never was, you know, they never said anything. They're torn. So you have to be careful on how you handle yourself in front of your kids. I always say this. There was a time when a guy tried to approach me, and the first thing I did was look in the back of his car. What I saw in his car was a baby seat. So when he asked me out, the first thing came to my mind is I said to him, I said, so you, your wife, and your children, we can all go out to dinner, sure. When I said that, it caught him off guard, and he wasn't expecting me to say that. And he's like, why you say that? I guess he just didn't think about the car seat in the back seat of his car. I said, well, for one thing, sir, you have a car seat in the back of your car. But, I mean, to me, that indicates that you have a family somewhere. And I was right. He did have a family somewhere. I'm not into breaking up families. That's just not my way of doing things. And that was back in the past. I'm a happily married woman now, so I don't really worry about that now. But it was just an example of how men don't care. They have their kids with you and approach you. You know, oh, it's cute to look at the little kid. Well, this is how I catch my women. Well, to me, I think it's so wrong to use your children as a pawn in a relationship or trying to catch the other half. You know, we have to be careful on how we approach our children with all of this. You know, your child is just as devastated as the person who's being cheated on. You know, they're affected by it. They're thinking in their mind that their parents are no longer going to be together, that this other person came in and messed up everything. So we need to be very careful on how we do things around our children. Then your child grows up, and sometimes it don't necessarily always be positive the way that they react to stuff. Sometimes they react to stuff in a negative way, and we have to be prepared for that. So I think if we could talk to our children ahead of time and to sit down and let them know that, you know, this is not your fault that we are no longer in love with each other, I love your mother, but I'm not in love with your mother or your father, and I think we'll be happy with others. You know, you have to be able to explain it, but it's so much better if you just talk to each other first before you bring it to the table with the kids. The kids have enough to deal with, to then all of a sudden all of this comes out on them. So we want to be careful on how we approach our children when it comes to situations like this. And maybe sometimes it can be a real good positive thing happen, that you decide that you don't want to no longer cheat, that the relationship don't go no further than that little tryst or that little rendezvous that you did or that quote-unquote one-night stand. Maybe you don't want to further this. It was just something you wanted to do or you had to do in your mindset. I'm not saying it was right, but you thought in your mindset that you had to do it. And in the end, you realize it's not for you. I think if it's a short-term thing or even if it happened in the past, like the article said, leave it there. Let it go. If it's not going to be brought up again, if it's not going to affect the family, let it go. Move on. Know that you made a mistake. Ask for forgiveness from both yourself and your partner, your wife or your husband, and move on. Now, it is up to that other person, the spouse, to accept your forgiveness, okay? And that's something they have to deal with each other, I mean with themselves on how they handle that. I personally wouldn't know how to handle a cheating situation. I just wouldn't right now. When I was younger, and maybe I could, but as an older woman and settled in my ways, I don't know how I would react. So I can't sit here and say, oh, I would be upset. I don't know how I would react. And I'm not condoning it. Maybe it is going to be only a one-time thing, but that's a chance we take. And it's up to us to do the forgiving and move on with our lives. Either way it goes, either we stay or we decide to go our separate ways. So this article I thought was very good, and it went straight to the point of how we have to handle our children in this situation. The next article we're going to talk about, I told you, was from Associated Content,
and it's by the author was, her name is Candace, and it says, parents who cheat and how it affects their children. Parents may choose to cheat for many numerous reasons, whether they are simply not involved with their spouse or they are in need of something that they may not be able to receive at home. Many cheat because they feel an emotional connection to the other person. For whatever reason a parent decides to cheat, they need to think of the impact it has on the children. A very valid point. Some parents may think, well, my kid will never find out, but yet always do. Either they overhear their parents arguing and one spills the beans, or after separation it can slip out. Sometimes kids can walk into a situation of a parent cheating in their own home, or another sibling tells them, or the other parent out of revenge can tell them. Oftentimes when a child becomes an adult, the parent whom is cheating may think if they confess to their grown child in some way, it makes it right, or they're trying to be their friend and not their parent. Never is it okay to tell a child or expose your child to such damaging information, nor are you to let your grown child know what happened. What parents fail to realize is that memory of knowing your parent has cheated and broken a vow, the child will never be able to look at their parents the same. For you have broken a sacred connection that a parent is to have with their child for their lifetime, and you'll never realize the emotional damage you have inflicted on your child that they will carry with them for the rest of their lives. Will they ever believe anything you ever say again? Will they ever be able to trust anyone in their future? Please refer to the dictionary reference where it explains the different meanings of cheating. Now, just like I said, it can be damaging. Either way it goes. We're going to take a break and we will come back. And in the meantime, I would like for you to listen to a little music. While we wait. Thought my music was gonna come on for me. Let's see. Huh? Oh, well. Just a second here. Sorry, didn't mean to take so long. Yeah.
right, we're back again. That was a song by Latrice Chantel, an up-and-coming artist. Very nice music. Okay, let's get back to where we left off at. Let's see. Children who have been exposed to a parent cheating will definitely have some trust issues when they grow up. They may feel that their boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse will be unfaithful to them. A child may also carry resentment for the cheating of both, of the cheating parent or both. A child may feel the other parent should have stopped it. They may also feel embarrassed and ashamed to even look at the cheating parent in the eye. As a grown-up, the child may feel under circumstances of anger to throw up the infidelity to the cheating parent, especially if it caused the divorce and the other parent left. When certain circumstances occur in an adult child's life, as in separation, divorce, relationship issues, it automatically flashes back what the cheating parent has done, and they will carry this with them for the rest of their lives. It is often necessary for the child or adult child of a cheating parent to receive some form of counseling or therapy. You do not want to let what a cheating parent does affect your life any more than it did. It's not fair to you or your potential significant other, whom you may choose to spend your lifetime with. There is never any reason that cheating is considered okay. It is morally wrong, and it's not okay to do it because you are trying to get back at the spouse who ignored or cheated on you. Nor is it okay to cheat because you feel ignored. A child or an adult child should not have to be concerned with the fact that their parent is cheating. No reference to their parents is cheating. It says, if you have or are having an affair, think of what damage you could be causing your child or children. You may feel you are an adult and can act and do any way you wish. Well, this may be true, but you also have a responsibility to lead by example. So unless you want to spend the rest of your life in a group therapy with your child and their spouse, then your grandchildren, and the list goes on, then stop and consider for one moment what pain you are causing your family. Would it not simply be easier if a spouse is unhappy, whether they believe in a divorce or not, to divorce before they commit adultery? I believe I would much rather my spouse approach me as an adult and say to me, it's over, or we need to work on our marriage, or I'm feeling I'm being neglected, than to act on a lustful act that can cause years of damage to myself and my child. If your spouse and yourself decide to try to remain in the relationship after an affair, then please refer to cheatingspouseadvice.com. Cheatingspouse.com. Okay. It also says, it tells you how to survive an affair, and it's promising that a child can grow up to be successful and have a lasting, loving relationship, even though their parent or parents are cheating. So that's the article on parents who cheat and how it affects their children. So basically all these articles are basically saying the same thing. We need to be careful because a child is very fragile. And even as an adult, it doesn't stop from them from thinking of what happened to get to the point where they're at, why they're unhappy if they've known that they have a parent that cheated. We have to be careful of doing things in front of our children. It even goes for single women who have different boyfriends. If they have one specific boyfriend and then they're bringing other boyfriends around and the kids are confused, then you need to stop. It's cheating. Whether you're married or not, it's cheating because you're not, you're actually cheating yourself, and you're allowing all these other people to come in and out of your lives in front of your children. So to me, I think it's a form of child abuse, to me, a mental child abuse.
to a child and emotional, because it affects both the mental and emotional. So we have to be responsible enough to know, okay, look, I'm not going to do this in front of my child. I know everybody's not perfect. Everybody doesn't have the white picket fence and the two kids, 0.3, how they say that, 2.1 kid or whatever, in this beautiful, happily married family. I know it's not always like that. If you have problems, just like the article said, be adult enough to come and talk about it to somebody or with that other spouse. Talk to them to see, you know, how they feel about it. There's a book, it's called Parents Who Cheat, and it's written by Anna Nagalas. I think that's how you say it, Nagalas. It says right here, it's an excerpt from the book, and it says, When Parents Break Their Promise. It says, I think it made me very afraid of intimacy for many, many years. It did color every relationship I had with women. I'm not sure if I trusted women for a long, long time. Referring to his mother's affair, which he discovered, this guy's, I don't understand what the guy's name is, but he was talking about his relationship, when he discovered his mom was cheating. The pledge to be faithful to one spouse in our culture, most highly regarded vow. When parents break it, they also break an unspoken promise to their children to be part of a loving family whose members are forever loyal to each other. Although the effect of marital infidelity on children is an explosive subject that touches millions of homes across America, it is rarely considered or discussed. But whether a child is 6, 16, or 26, when his parents sexually betray each other, he is left with a host of psychological issues that can plague him for the rest of his life. As permissive as our society has become since the sexual revolution of the 1960s and 1970s, children still expect their parents to love each other and treat each other honorably. Infidelity may be the stuff of numerous movies and TV dramas, but most kids want to believe that it can't happen here. Unfortunately, it does, and finding out that one of your parents has cheated on the other is a crushing emotional blow. How does such a betrayal alter a child's relationship to the unfaithful parent? And to be betrayed, mother or father, will a young child's ability to trust his parents be undermined? Will an older child ever be able to trust a romantic partner? Are adult children of infidelity supposedly wiser to the ways of the world, any less troubled by a parent's unfaithfulness than their younger counterparts? These are some of the core questions we will be exploring together in the book. Whatever their age, children whose parents have been unfaithful are often pressured to become the caretaker of a betrayed parent, thus adding to the son's or daughter's emotional stress. Young children may be unable to articulate their anger, anxiety, and confusion. They might act out, regress, or withdraw. And when an adult's child's family baggage includes lies, cheating, and breaking of promises, they may have a particular hard time navigating the rough waters of dating and marriage. The bottom line is that when parents are role models of infidelity, their children can't help but react. We'll be examining the range of those emotional and behavioral responses and how to deal with them throughout this book. In the chapters to come, I will suggest that the ways that parents can minimize the negative effects of infidelity on a child, and I will offer adult children advice for dealing with problems that may have originated with a parent's unfaithfulness. In this chapter, I want to give you an overview of what children experience when their parents are unfaithful. So I'll be introducing 6 core responses to parental infidelity. I'll also offer my thoughts on how parental infidelity impacts the stages of a child's social and emotional development as presented by prominent psychiatrist Eric Erickson. Whether you are the betrayed or the unfaithful spouse, I will help you understand what your child is going through emotionally. If you are an adult child of an unfaithful parent or parents, you'll begin
to gain a deeper insight into how your parents' infidelity has impacted your life and how and your relationships. We'll also take a look at the relevant statistics on infidelity, attitudes surrounding it, and how parental infidelity figures into our cultural environment. And you'll hear the stories of four children ranging in the age from 6 to 40 whose lives were deeply affected when one parent was unfaithful to the other. And this is just an excerpt from the book called Parents Who Cheat by Anna Nogales. It's by, let me see, who's icbooks.com. And it says it's $11.96 if you're interested. It's books.com. And the name of the book, again, I say, is Parents Who Cheat by Anna Nogales. Okay? Now, last but not least, I have this one called OurCheatingWays.com, and it says, does double dipping affect your children? What a name for an article. And let's see who wrote this article. It doesn't say who wrote the article. Let's see. No, it doesn't say who wrote the article. It says, infidelity is affecting our children and our society. You have to be blind not to see it. Look around. Kids today spend a lot of time shuttling back and forth from one parent's household to another. They watch their parents change partners on a whim. The relationships come and go, leaving many children with multiple step relatives. Today, the term extended family does not mean aunts, uncles, siblings, and grandparents. Now, it refers to the step parents, step siblings, and whoever current live-in is. Forms from school don't even ask for the parent's signature anymore. They ask for the guardian's signature because you never know who the kid is living with. Cheating is a learned behavior. Parents are supposed to lead by example. So, what are we teaching our kids? Love is fleeting. Relationships are disposable. Commitment is temporary at best. Promises are made to be broken. Adults' wants and desires supersede the needs of children. And most importantly, when going gets tough, hit the road. How can children feel secure and know unconditional love while bouncing from household to household based on the whims of adults who give and take away affection at the drop of a hat? Spouses misbehave and dissatisfy us, so we stop loving them, and it's our right to move on. Children misbehave and dissatisfy us, so we can stop loving them and move on. No, you say? Try convincing a child from a broken home of that. It is any wonder children today are insecure and angry. So, can you be a good parent if you are cheating on your spouse? Can you? No. You can't. And that was from an article, Double Dipping Affects Your Children, and it's OurCheatingWays.com. I found that article on. Let's see. Let's kind of recant on everything dealing with cheating that we discussed. And like I said, you may call in at any time, and we can answer any questions. My number is 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749. Okay, let's recant everything we talked about. Like I said, we're closing on this one, and I thought it was a very good and interesting subject, cheating. And it's such a broad, and it's so much information out there, I just kind of wanted to center it around certain, because I could go on, and I didn't want to spend a lot of time on this one subject. I think I've spent enough time on it. and I'm hoping someone learns something from it, because I know everybody's not able to sit down and read articles and find out things, so I don't mind doing this. We had an article called 9 Reasons Why Men Cheat from, it's called Life Script, Healthy Living for Women, lifescript.com. And this article was published June 27, 2009, and it was from the editorial staff, and the 9 Reasons Why Men Cheat, I thought was crazy, but that's what they say. Let's see. 1 was she ain't what she used to be. 2 was no one loves a ball buster. 3 was she just doesn't get me. 4 was it's the thrill. 5 was blame it on the hunter. 6, biology baby. 7, it's just sex. 8 was not tonight, dear. And 9 was because we can. I thought that was very interesting there. Are we wired to cheat on our mates? We talked about that. Let's see. They had a couple of good articles in there. The other one we talked about was Why Marriages Fail. This was published by Psychology Today, and the doctor name was John R. Burry. This was wrote April 28th, 2009. Then we finished, we continued with that subject, Cutting to the Chase on Cheating by Linda Young, PhD. This also was wrote in June 29th, 2009, and Psychology Today also wrote this one. And it was talking about, let's see, it had 3, it had a synonym, an acronym, I'm sorry, for the word yes. Yearning, entitlement, and supply. Yearning is the desire. Entitlement is permission. Supply is availability. Another article we read or we discussed was, does a man become insecure if he's cheating? We found this on infidelityman.com, which we're talking about how the man feels about himself and is that the reason why he's cheating. We read an article by Sherry and Bob Streetoff on the about.com. And it was called Cope When You've Learned Your Spouse is Unfaithful, How to Respond. We did an article about First Things First from firstthings.org, and it was called Married Couples, Can a Marriage Survive an Affair? It had very good information on that one. Cheating and Lying, I Have Cheated Now What? How to Handle Cheating. This was from www.romanceclass.com. I think the last one we had talked about was Why Do Women Cheat in Relationships? This was written by hubpages.com, and the lady name was Anamika that wrote this article about women cheating. It says, unsatisfactory relationships, loneliness, revenge, excitement, lack of self-esteem, love and romance, money and power, genuine attraction, and or falling in love, lack of understanding and communication. These are all the reasons why women, I guess they claim women fall in love. Let's see. Try to keep all my articles together because it's very important when I want to go back to something. Then we started with tonight's subject about how it affects the children. So I think overall this whole subject was very good, and I really do hope that I've given out some good information. And I'm really, truly looking forward to being able to help others with more information as we go forward.
Like I said, our next show is September the 17th, which is a Thursday at 8 p.m. same time, and we'll be talking to Callie Anna, who is an author, self-publishing author, and also a real estate agent. So we'll talk about her life story. We'll talk about the books that she's written and how's her life going all together, and see if she can give us some tips on how to self-publish our books. Very interesting information. She's a very good friend of mine, and I'm happy that she was able to do this. And like I said, our next show is on September the 24th, and we'll be talking to Planet 10, and we'll be listening to some of his music. I'm not very skeptical, or I listen to all kinds of music. Knowing this young man does rap doesn't bother me not one bit, because I think everybody needs a little bit of and able to show their talent. And he caught my attention simply because he's my son, for one thing, which I'm very proud of him. And he's pursuing his dream, and that's his dream, is to be not necessarily a rapper, but a musician. And he's taught himself how to play his first instrument himself. He taught himself how to play the keyboard, drums, the whole nine yards. So, and he's a very bright kid. I mean, I'm not going to say kid because he's a grown man now. And further down the line, I want to talk about, we have a scheduled date to talk about PTSD, since I noticed, being a veteran myself, that it's very important for us to get the information out for PTSD and how we handle it. I'm going to throw some websites out there for you guys to go and look and check out some information on. I love surfing the net because there's so much stuff out there, and it's just so good that we can learn so much. What else I want to say? I'm hoping everyone really enjoyed the show. I think we should, and I hope, no, I'm not going to say I hope I did anything, because I didn't do anything. When I discussed the ideal of our president, we have to respect him, regardless of us not liking him. We definitely have to respect him. We have to not know our place, but he deserves that. If he does not deserve anything else, he deserves our respect for the position itself. He has a lot on his plate. The position, nobody, all these people who complain about him would not change hands with him right now, would not want to change place with this man right now, with all the pressure he has, with the war in Afghanistan that's been going on 8 years, with the war in Iraq that we're still semi-fighting, with the economy trying to get it back up working, everything that he's tried. He's doing the best he can with the elements and the resources he has, and we have to give him that much. We have to step back for a little bit, get off his neck and off his feet, off his toes, and allow him to walk and allow him to think and to do what he has to do. We have to understand a lot of decisions can't be made unless Congress agrees to it. So regardless of how we disagree with him, just at least give him the respect that is due to him. If you want to email me, like I said, I want comments, please feel free to send me comments. Sensible64@yahoo.com or xandercherry@yahoo.com. Either one of them, I will answer the emails. Like I said, next week is going to be a very exciting week. Look forward to enjoying it with you guys. I want to be able to leave you with a little bit of music, and we have 4 minutes left in the show, so please enjoy this next song, please. Good night, my Blog Talk listeners. I will see you next week. Have a good evening. Bye.